The number of dead is rising. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. At least 47 people lost their lives in Florida as a result of Hurricane Ian, and officials say four others died in South Carolina.
The president and Mrs. Biden plan to visit Florida on Wednesday to survey the widespread destruction and offer whatever federal assistance people there need. Meantime, the search for survivors continues through miles of debris, leveled homes, and flooded communities across Florida and South Carolina. Ian is likely to go down in the record books as one of the deadliest and costliest hurricanes in American history.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Tomorrow, the president will travel to Puerto Rico. Much of the island was decimated by Hurricane Fiona. Frosty relations between the U.S. and Venezuela could be thawing after a gesture of goodwill by the communist government.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed the release of six American citizens and a legal permanent resident who were wrongfully detained by the Venezuelan government. Those freed include five employees of Citgo who were lured to Venezuela in 2017 to attend a meeting at the headquarters of the company's parent, but were hauled away by masked security agents who stormed into a conference room.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. A direct appeal from Pope Francis to the presidents of Russia and Ukraine. While calling for a ceasefire, Francis said the two leaders need to find a way out of the conflict. He also said it's absurd the world is facing a nuclear threat over Russia's invasion. Drug maker Moderna had been hoping to sell its COVID-19 vaccine to China, but negotiations have stalled after China reportedly demanded that Moderna turn over its technology. China has been trying to develop its own mRNA vaccine, but scientists have struggled with the emergence of new variants. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A shooting at a youth football game in Southern California has left a man seriously injured. Police in Ontario say the victim was targeted and struck multiple times. No one else was hurt. The suspects fled the scene. A gunman is on the run in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
A shooting at a high school homecoming football game leaves one dead and one wounded. It happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Friday night at the McLean High School for Science and Technology. Both victims were just 17 years old. Arriving officers from the Tulsa PD report that one victim, a male, was pronounced dead at the scene. The other was rushed to the hospital and is in stable condition.
Fox's Karen McHugh. Police believe the suspect is also 17. More buses and more migrants have come to New York from Texas. Yesterday, five buses carrying at least 60 children arrived in the city. Back in Texas, more than half a dozen illegal immigrants were hospitalized last week after the pickup truck they were in collided with a tractor trailer in the city of Uvalde.
Texas DPS says a 17-year-old girl from Austin, Texas, had nine illegal migrants from Mexico crammed into her pickup truck when Border Patrol pursued her. She ran a red light and crashed into a semi-tractor trailer, which then hit a third car.
Fox's Matt Finn in Eagle Pass, Texas. The teenage driver and a passenger were killed. Engines revved on the streets of Reno, Nevada this weekend. Police say thousands of people in hundreds of souped-up cars took over parking lots and intersections to perform illegal stunts. The disturbance led to a bunch of accidents and arrests, but police say no one was seriously hurt. Posts on social media urged people to come from San Francisco and Portland, Oregon. Similar incidents have taken place in Chicago and Phoenix. Pam Husso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.